Oh, good. You're finally home. Yeah, I know, I know. You always tell me not to wait up, but you should know by now that's not going to happen. How am I supposed to rest easy when the love of my life is out there in the dark, intentionally putting themselves in the most dangerous situations imaginable? I worry too much, you know that. Besides, the bed just feels too big, too empty, too lonely, and definitely too cold without you in it next to me. I never sleep as soundly without you. And speaking of, darling, you look absolutely drained. Why don't you get cozy and come lay down with me? Yeah? Uh-oh. You have that look. You do. It's a look you get when you're nervous. When you want to say something but are struggling to find the words. You know you can talk to me about anything. I'm here for you. Always. No matter what it is, you can tell me. What's on your mind? I see. You worry about us being together. You worry that you're robbing me of something. That you're causing me to feel more pain than love. I understand why you feel that way. Maybe you don't realize it, but it's because you're so selfless. You care about how I feel so much that you overthink it. You tear yourself up about it. I want to put your mind at ease the best that I can. I don't regret being with you. You're not stealing anything away from me. Having you in my life is the greatest gift I could have ever asked for. I know it may not always be easy. I know that what you do is hard. And I have no illusions about how dangerous it is. But I wouldn't trade this. I wouldn't trade us for anything. Nothing compares to the feeling I get when I see you walk through that door at the end of the day. And I'm not naive. I know that maybe one day you won't. And I know what worries you about that the most is that you'll be leaving me behind, that I'll be in pain. I knew who you were when I fell in love with you. I have no regrets about it, and nothing is going to change my mind. I actually wanted to talk to you, but I was kind of waiting when you had a moment to relax, whenever that would be. I need to tell you something, and I really need you to listen. I know it will sound just like my typical song of praise, but I think you really need to hear this. Love, I am so proud of you. Every day you go out there and you do everything that you can to help people, to save people. You know, I've had my hang-ups about hero culture. About the rankings and the popularity contests. But if I were to imagine a hero with the purest heart and the purest intentions, I can only see you. So many heroes, they get caught in the race and the numbers. It's hard for me to believe that their intentions are right. For a long time, I didn't think anyone was a real hero who really cared about saving people above all else. But after I met you, and after watching you become the pro hero that you are, I am convinced with all of my being that your heart is as golden as anyone could ever ask for. You never get caught up in the noise, in the inconsequential. You care. You really care. And I am so proud of you. You're not just the world's hero. You're my hero, in and out of costume. You're my hero who rushes into burning buildings and takes on cavalries of villains single-handedly. But you're also my hero who walks me home in the rain and makes me laugh even when I think I can't. My hero, who always comes home to me at the end of every day and gives me that smile. I just felt like I needed to tell you that. I know you've been working on some big stuff, some hard stuff, and I know you can't always tell me about. But I know you, and I know when things take a toll, even more so than usual. So I just wanted to remind you how I admire you, how proud of you I am, how much I care about you, how I'll always be here, waiting with open arms for you to come home to. How you're my number one hero.
Thank you.